Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ask you a question.
I just want to know why you're such a miserable person.
I'm not.
Yeah, you kind of are.
This is the plaintiff, Desiree Weiss Giordano. She says her sister, the defendant, stole money earmarked for her by her deceased father. That's right, she took her inheritance check and cashed it at the bank. And sister or no sister, she's here suing her for every penny of the $3,667 she's owed. These are the defendants, Linda and John Kelly. Linda says the plaintiff was awarded a certain amount of money when their father died. She got her check and is due nothing more. She hasn't seen or spoken to her sister for 2 years. She's owed nothing, and she can't wait to be done with her once and for all. They're accused of stealing from a sibling.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
What you are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in civil court. Both parties have agreed to drop their claims and have their cases settled here before Judge Marilyn Million in our forum, the People's Court.
Be seated. Come to order, please. Litigants have been sworn, Your Honor.
Thank you, Douglas. Desiree Weiss Giordano, you are suing Linda and John Kelly for $3,667 that you say is owed to you, a portion of your father's estate that you did not receive. Tell me what's going on. Who's the gentleman next to you?
My husband, Joseph.
Okay, and who is John Kelly? What is your relationship?
It's my wife.
Okay, gotcha. And Linda is your sister?
Correct.
All right, tell me.
My father passed away in a nursing home, and there was
How long ago?
5-6 years, maybe.
Okay.
And there was a lawsuit. There was a certain amount of money that was distributed to the
children.
There
was a lawsuit?
There was a lawsuit because, fortunately, he died in the nursing home.
Oh, you mean against the nursing home?
Correct.
Okay, so there were proceeds from a settlement?
Correct.
Okay, and that was how many children are there?
There was 6 at the time. Three are from my mother, who's sitting here. And the other 3 were from a prior marriage for my father. That portion was distributed, and then the portion that was supposed to be given to my mother, Linda cashed the check.
Okay, so everything went to your mother, and then the decision was made by your mother that it would be distributed in a certain way. But there was still some excess to the estate. There was still X amount left. What was that X amount?
$77,000.
$77,000. All right. Now, of that money, as I understand from reading that lawyer's letter, a big chunk of it, like 40 grand, was to pay the nursing home so she could continue to stay there.
Correct.
All right. How long has your mother been in the nursing home?
Two or three years.
2 years. All right. Is she happy there?
Yes. Very happy. Thank God.
All right. Was she in the nursing home with your father?
No. No, she wasn't. We were taking care of her. My brother was taking care of her for 3 years.
What does
I was
that
taking
mean?
Care of her for 3 years. And Linda never took really.
Okay. But what is it you mean by that, taking care?
I would go to her home, distribute medication, constantly on watching her. My brother took her into his house.
Okay. How old is your mom?
73.
Okay. So the nursing home gets paid, and even after that, your mom's bank account would be too big to qualify for Medicare. So a decision is made to divest some of the money and give it in life to some children so that she can still qualify for Medicare.
Correct.
All right. And the way it's going to work is everybody gets an equal share.
Correct.
That's not what ends up happening.
Correct.
What ends up happening?
Linda took my mother to the lawyer, and the lawyer, I don't know what happened because we were asking the lawyer when.
You can't yell
Stop
from
lying.
Your chair. Okay, listen to me though.
Lie.
But you can't yell from your chair. I'm going to talk to her, and then I'm going to talk to her, and then I'm going to talk to you, so you'll get a chance. But you can't just yell while she's talking, okay?
I get upset.
But you can't. You got to control
Excuse
yourself.
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
Where was I?
Linda must have taken her to the lawyer because you don't know how. How did you find out? How was it you found
out? Because the lawyer sent a letter to Linda stating that I recently learned that you and your mother deposited the check and I have enclosed a copy of the canceled check. I have a letter here stating
that. Okay, who is the check written out to?
Anna Marchione. Anna Maria Marchione.
Which is your mother?
Correct.
Okay. And instead of your mother cashing the check and then dividing it among the children equally, she ended up taking everything.
It should have been put into escrow, but the lawyer trusted Linda not to cash it.
I'm not sure about that part. I need to see, can you give me all of the lawyer documents that you have? And can you talk to me and tell me what happened?
Okay, this is how it goes. My mother's in a nursing home.
No, let me just.
I take care of her before I receive.
What, the nursing home takes care of her?
No, buy her clothes. They don't buy her clothes. She bought her one scarf. I buy her phone. I give her money. They don't give her nothing for her birthday,
they
Christmas. This all stems from him, her husband. He doesn't
have
a job because he needs $4,500 to go to
college. No,
no,
stop a second. You know that the original negotiation was that the rest of the money would be divested in a certain format, and that was each equally to the kids.
No, that's not what she said. No, that's what he wanted to show Medicaid.
No. The lawyer doesn't make up who gets what money. That's obviously the discussion. So something happened to change the discussion in the plan.
I may have to remove her in a minute.
Okay.
So something happened to change the discussion in the plan. What was it?
He was upset that I did not hand him the check to put in escrow. He didn't want me to take the money out.
Where did the money come from? Who wrote the check?
The law firm that we hired to sue my father's, the nursing home my father was in. Michelle herself said, listen.
Who's Michelle?
She's the paralegal representative for my father. The payout was $240,000. They received their half. She called me and said, listen, there's a check for your mother for $77,114.96 because there was no will. So my mother is entitled to 50% plus.
I know the law.
Okay.
I'm asking you
so
as
she
a child.
Said,
stop, because I'm asking you a different question.
Let me just.
You know that there is a letter and an agreement dated October 31st, 2014. Okay. And in that letter, it says that residue amount, that 20-something thousand, was going to be distributed among the children equally. Correct?
That's what he states.
He states that in the letter, because he's the author of the letter. But he states that.
You know,
I can't do it. I'm sorry. She has to. I can't.
Because,
I can't conduct court like that. She has to step out. We'll bring her back in a minute. But I can't.
No,
I just can't work that way. All right.
Can I say something?
No, not yet. You think you can say that in the middle of my thought? No. Okay. So what I'm asking you is, if this letter, which is what the lawyer says when he writes a letter. And it says, it's a pleasure meeting with you today, and in accordance with our meeting, this confirms the following. This is the plan. It's obvious that this lawyer is saying this was the plan. You can't fight me on this because this couldn't be clearer that was the original plan. My question to you is, why did that original plan change? What happened between October 31st, 2014 to now? To change the plan and for only you of all the children to take everything. That's what I wanted.
I didn't take everything. It was because she would not pay Medicaid. The husband is a delinquent and he doesn't have a job. And she knows that she can't trust.
What do you mean she would not pay Medicaid?
Medicaid has to be paid $38,000. Whatever this lawyer.
But what does that have to do with anything? That was the plan. Medicaid would get paid the Stop. Okay. This letter says Medicaid would get paid the $38,000 mm-hmm. and there would still be $3,677 for each sibling. sibling.
Yes.
So there's no, she would not pay Medicaid. There's no, I don't like the guy she married. Those are ridiculous reasons for you to change the plan.
It was my mother's decision. She should be suing my mother. It's my mother's decision to give us the money.
And there's the rub. And there's the rub. And we're going to talk about that in a second.
It's my mother's decision.
Stop. Can I just ask you a question? I just want to know why you're such a miserable person.
I'm not.
Yeah, you kind of are. I want to know why you would rather not have a relationship with your siblings and keep money. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because, you know, you aren't my first rodeo. This issue comes up a lot. Where there's money, there's disagreement.
And children.
And such little money. Such little money. Because we're stop talking over me. Stop talking over me. Because we're not talking about a lot of money. We are not. We are not. How was your relationship with her before this?
It was pretty good.
Really?
Thank you.
How about with your brother with her?
Oh, he stays away from her. He says she's the devil.
Is he suing? Is there a lawsuit pending now?
Yeah, he's going to. At the end of the month, he's going to do his part.
Right.
Your Honor, can I tell you what she did with the money?
What'd she do with the
money? She got plastic surgery on her boobs. She did her stomach, and she bought a BMW. I saw
it on
Facebook, Linda.
Are you kidding? I work, Your Honor, and I have the bills to show. I did not use
the money
for that. I work. I have
the
credit.
So much for buying mommy a scarf.
No, my mother gave it. We just moved into a house. My mother gave it to me. I needed a roof. I had termite damage. That was it. I have proof of the roof. I bought the boiler. We had to get a boiler.
Did you recently get a boob job and
that was years ago, but it was my money. I have the
credit. How many years ago?
I would not used the money.
How many years ago? Was it since October of 2014? No.
It was before that, Your Honor. And that was only because I'm a male lady and I walk 8 hours. I lost 150 pounds and my boobs were down here and I wore four bras. It wasn't a lot of money left after it was.
How much money was there? How much money was there?
It was $30,000 or $20,000.
You took $30,000 something dollars that was supposed to be divided among a bunch of different children.
That's not
and you
amount.
Decided to keep it.
And welcome back to the People's Court. Harvey Levin here. So, why do families fight over money so frequently when somebody dies?
Because people are greedy and selfish.
They're greedy and selfish by nature?
Yes.
Wow.
Sibling rivalry. I want to think it's sibling rivalry.
But it may not just be siblings. It could be everybody, but that's a point.
I think people just like to think they're entitled to it. So entitlement, definitely.
Okay, entitlement, siblings, and greed. I'm going with greed, right? Going inside the courtroom.
See, here's the thing. You say, well, she decided it was hers. You're right. She decided it was hers. But you know what I'm seeing of her? I don't know what she can decide. Stop. She clearly has issues, okay? She clearly, there's something.
Because she's very upset. She didn't tell her. My sister had $500,000 over the course of her first marriage and selling her house. She met him on
yeah, but it's not your place to decide whether she can spend money or not.
No, it's my mother's place.
Can she really decide anything?
Yes, she can. Honest, she's the
most smartest
woman.
Why is she 70 in a nursing home?
She's
70
just upset.
Is not old.
She's
why is she 70?
She's just physical. Physical. She has a lot of physical problems.
She can't.
Yeah, Anna, she's the wisest woman. She's an excellent mother. She does.
I'm sure she was. I'm sure she is an excellent mother. She was an excellent mother.
Yeah,
the
Anna,
question that's in front of me is whether or not persuaded someone who shouldn't be persuaded by you to do something that's in your best interest and against everybody else.
It's not. It's Your Honor.
Now, let me ask you, do you have any medical evidence about your mother's state of mind? Because your argument is that she unduly coerced her. Is there any medical evidence from the nursing home? Or they just take care of her?
I didn't get that. She has a history of bipolar. She has a history of that.
Just like you.
Can he talk? Because he knows it.
No.
Because she's
no, I don't want him to talk. Because I don't like somebody who yells to another person just like you in the middle of my trial. I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
So he can't talk.
We're all upset. She couldn't.
You know what? You're all upset and your father, either of you love your father?
Well, that's another thing.
Really? That's the answer to my question.
I mean, if you want to talk about the father.
No, I want you to get out.
No,
that's two down.
Your Honor.
Two down. Three to go. Out. That's another thing. What's the other thing when I ask a simple question like, because what I plan to do was just ask you, did any of you love your father? Your father must be turning in his grave. But your response is, that's another thing. What was the other thing?
Forget it. We loved our father. You're right.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Sorry.
Were you going to say she what does. You said in the answer to the complaint,
no.
which is, she's not even his daughter?
No.
Because you said that?
No.
I'm sorry. Did you say that in the complaint or am I making that up?
I said that. I said this. Well, she's not his biological child, but I never said she didn't love him.
How did I know that? I'm clairvoyant.
I'm just saying there was a history of I couldn't love him because of the history they had. And she made me feel guilty for loving. They had their issues, my father and her. I'd rather not discuss. I love my sister. I love her dearly. It's him. It's just the choices she made with men. What? She gives the men the money.
Listen, lady, morally speaking, do you think for one second that the choices she makes with men gives you some moral authority to decide that she doesn't get $3,600? Because that's how it sounds, okay? That's how it sounds.
I'm sorry.
I'm mortified at what she did to you and your brother. Mortified. You have the complete moral authority. But this isn't moral court. It's a court of law. That money was from your father's estate to your mother. And if your mother changes her mind, she can change her mind. And the only way you can win a lawsuit against the person who successfully changed her mind so she can grab all the money from you and your brother is if you can show me that she mentally didn't have a mind and the money was stolen. And that is a very high standard. And you've brought me zero. So I strongly suggest for your brother that he get some medical evidence. Mm-hmm. Because I can't rule in your favor.
Okay, no problem, Your Honor.
But I have to tell you, this is one of the more disgusting acts that I have seen. It makes me sick. And it's true that sometimes, and I don't know what it is in this family, there are siblings that are more in charge than other siblings. And those siblings may feel put upon and entitled. They're wrong. Because it's not a job they're supposed to get paid for. However, my verdict is for the defendant.
Right here. Okay, come right in here next to him. All right, so out here in the hallway, this case is over, and what's your reaction to how all this went down here?
I feel that she was very unjustly mean to my wife about the whole
situation.
It's
a very tough family situation with money in the middle.
You need more than 10, 15 minutes to explain our family situation. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more than... It's just a lot more.
Let me ask her a quick question. Just a quick question. How painful is this to you to see, you know, your kids fighting like this?
I do not count them because they always fought and made up.
Yeah. You think there's a chance they might make up here?
We're not against each other. We adore each other. All right. So I don't count. When they get mad, they get happy.
Good mom. All right. Head right out this way with them, and you're all set. Thank you for coming out. Come on in here. Mom's still hoping for the best. Come on in. For this family. You know, you heard her, right? What are you feeling here?
I want to say my husband's the best.
Okay. I'm just glad for her that it's over, and hope, you know, her and her mom, everything gets done the right way, and hopefully someday maybe her and her sister could talk. So it really matters.
Family. Don't you want a family relationship?
I have to decide on that. I really have to. After this, I don't know. It's unfortunately that the kids, suffer.
Yeah. At least for her mom's benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Harvey.
Here's the thing, Kurt. I mean, the plaintiff's out of luck. The plaintiff cannot go back to court. She had a duty now to prove that her mom was mentally incompetent. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is the plaintiff, Jennifer Logan. She says she bought some inferior furniture from the defendant's establishment, and the guy won't make good on the now broken stuff. The bed cracked in the middle of the night for crying out loud and dumped her on the floor at 3 a.m. She has a spinal problem. This didn't help. And she's now suing for the $3,919.50 she's owed. This is the defendant, Hildardo Arredondo. He says he sent a repairman to fix a crack in the leg of the bed immediately. The plaintiff was still upset, so he ordered her a new leg from the manufacturer. And then he gets served with this lawsuit from the courts? He's very serious about his business, doesn't know what kind of fool the plaintiff thinks he is, and is confident the judge will sort all this out. He's accused of not having a leg to stand on.
All parties, please raise your right hands. Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case on the docket, the plaintiff says she bought a bed from the defendant and broke one night and dumped her on the floor. But the defendant says he went above and beyond by getting the plaintiff a new leg. It's the case of Bedhead.
Thank you, Douglas. Okay. Jennifer Logan?
Yes.
You are suing American Mattress and Fine Furniture Corporation, represented here by Gildardo Arredondo. Are you the owner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for $3,919.50. Because according to you, he sold you faulty furniture. Tell me what happened.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
On April 11, 2014, I was coming from a homeless shelter situation, myself and my son. And a friend of mine told me about a place that, you know, would be fairly, the furniture was fairly good, but it was like a warehouse up in Co-op City.
Okay.
What I got was a bedroom set for myself and my son. But he was trying to make me a deal, and the deal was because the apartment I was moving into from the shelter was very, very small, Your Honor, so I couldn't take the dresses. He said, no problem. For that same amount, we're gonna take off the dresses, but I'll throw in the dining room set, because I need a dining room set for me and my son. Okay, so with that said, on April 11th, I gave him $1,900 in cash. I came back on the 24th to pay the last remaining part.
Okay, so at some point you're paid up, and what did you pay?
I paid him $1,910.44. What's that, $2,930?
$2,944? Is that what she paid you?
The agreement was for, no, she didn't pay me that, Your Honor. The total payment that she made, it was $3,400.
Okay, why is this happening? Why does the plaintiff say I paid him less than what the defendant says? Usually it's split. Do you have receipts showing she paid $3,400?
Yes, Your Honor.
Let me see everybody's receipts. Apparently, you think she paid you $3,400 for the package deal, right?
That's what she paid.
Okay, so you have a problem with one piece of furniture.
Yes.
What is the problem and when does it happen?
Okay, it happens about 4 months, 5 months after, and it was the bed. I was sleeping.
And what happened?
The bed fell into the floor.
Okay. Do you have a picture of what happened?
Or? Yes.
Let me see. So when that happens, you call, I presume.
I went up there. Went up there like on maybe four or five different occasions. I never spoke to this gentleman right here.
Okay, so a leg bent? What was
it? No, it wasn't the leg, Your Honor. It was the frame, if you can see in the pictures, where he sent someone to my home, actually 5 months after that. They came and drilled two big bolts. You'll see it in the picture, in the back of my bed, and left it like that.
Okay, I don't see that. Okay. So you're going to need to show me. Okay. It would have been better if you'd printed them out for the judge, but go ahead and tell me what you're talking about.
Okay.
So according to you, they come in and they put bolts.
Yes.
And you don't want that. You want a new bed?
Yes.
Okay.
And these are the bolts that they put.
You wanted to come up there, Your Honor?
Yeah,
she has a series of pictures.
I think so.
Just come in.
All right, stand right here. You're perfect right where you are. Go ahead.
These are the gentlemen that he sent back to my home.
Okay, so that's at the beginning. When you say back to your home, that's at the beginning, the first time they called.
At the beginning, okay. And they came, and this is what they did. They put some big bolts in the back. Here's a clearer picture of the bolts.
Right.
He put those in. This has happened just recently where I had to get a guy to come in because these are not
okay, that's the proof I need.
Yes.
That those bolts didn't fix it, I need the proof of that. So how are you going to prove that? Do you have the person here
to
testify?
I did get a letter notarized from the person because that person is also the person that's on one of those receipts that paid the American Express.
Okay.
Going to the Bermuda.
Let me see what you got there. Okay. All right, so when do you hear from her and you folks send somebody to go repair, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then what, though? Because nobody, you know, when you buy $4,000 worth of furniture, you don't want to have two big bolts staring out of it, even if it's against the wall. You know, you just don't want that.
Okay. When she called about the broken leg, she sent pictures to the store. We required the distributor to get us the right part, the leg, and they didn't have the leg. I had other leg. They could fix the problem, but we have to make some adjustments because we want to do the right thing for the customer. And that's what we always do. When we went there, the holes didn't line up from the different bed leg into her bed. So we have to adjust it screw it in place and make it stronger. And what my guys did is to
Why don't you just get her a new bed if the bed broke after
We did order it because...
You ordered the bed?
Not the bed. We cannot exchange the whole bed, Your Honor. But we ordered the parts that they need to fix the bed. The parts came in 8 months later.
Well, how's that okay?
Because, but when the bed broke, we act right away. The thing is that she's in Brooklyn, we were in the Bronx, we went to service.
Oh, I know, they're worlds apart. Only New Yorkers say that with a straight face.
But it is,
New Yorkers think that going from borough to borough requires a passport.
But the thing, Your Honor, I don't mean that, because when we go there, we have to get the right parts.
Stop. Yes. Why don't you explain to me why you're suing for $3,900 that even you say you didn't pay?
Right.
Yeah, when there's one problem.
Ma'am, I was not suing for the $3,900. They told me when I went to file in Bronx court, you have to put down whatever it is on this receipt. That's what I was told. I know what I was suing for. My dresses are fine. I didn't complain about my son's bed. I have spinal disease. I fell into the floor on a brand new queen size bed.
Do you have medical proof it made it worse?
Well, I just have my recent MRI. That's different from the last MRI.
You have a doctor saying that
oh, of course.
There was a that you had a fall that caused your spine to become worse?
No, he didn't write anything from the bed. Per se, he didn't put the word bed.
So if a bed breaks within a year of purchase, is it inherently defective?
Yeah, I believe so, because it's already been used, so it makes...
Well, it's been used. My question was it defective when it was purchased if it breaks within a year?
Yes.
Why? I mean, can't beds just break?
No. Someone did something.
Hyperactivity set.
Yes, exactly. More than we expect.
Exactly. Okay, going inside the courtroom.
So really what you want is the value of a bed.
Of the bed. And the whole thing was, I just want to reiterate the fact that I have numbers here. How did I get these numbers from a warehouse? They gave it to me, not him, because Lucky Diamond told me he was the owner.
Lucky Diamond. Diamond in the fifth race. I have to go play Lucky Diamond.
I'm only hearing the name Arredondo when I first went to court and saw it on the paperwork. I've seen this gentleman before, but this gentleman right here, Your Honor, is not the owner of that store, unless they're playing some kind of game.
I don't know. Yeah. So did you bring with you any proof of what the bed costs?
No, Your Honor.
The bed, it showed you that the bed was $8.99 on the receipt you have in your hand.
Where?
The yellow receipt is what they gave me. He got right next to bed and mattress, $8.99.
No, it's a twin one that broke.
No.
Oh, it's a queen one that broke?
My bed. I fell into the floor on a queen-size bed. Cost me $3,000 for the set, so a bed couldn't possibly be
$300. No. It cost you $3,400 for a dresser, a mirror, a chest.
But if you look across where it says...
I'm not done.
Okay, I'm sorry.
A queen bed... A queen mattress and box spring, a twin bed, a twin mattress and box spring, and something table. What's that, dining room table?
The dining set table. But
a
next
dining
to,
set. That's what it costs.
But next to the bed, the queen bed, you'll see it says $8.99. That's what broke, the queen size big bed.
Yeah, no, I do see that it says that, but tell me about the $8.99 and the $3.49 that's written on the receipt.
Yes.
How much does a queen...
It's $3.99, you're on the bed.
Just the bed, not the mattress and the box spring.
No, not at all.
That's impossible.
And the $8.99 is next to queen mattress.
I'm sorry.
The $8.99 is next to queen mattress and box spring.
That's what it was. The mattress and box spring is
$8.99. It's the box spring that's broke, the square.
I'm done hearing both of you.
Okay,
and I'm just going to look at a picture of the bed and give it what I think it should be. Let me see the picture again. What's that made out of? That made out of?
Wood.
What kind of wood?
Oh, I don't know. It's not solid. It's not solid. Agglomerate and veneers, yes. No, it's not solid wood. Mm-hmm.
You guys should have replaced the bed. Especially if you didn't have the right leg for it. She doesn't have to put up with that.
It's
when
been
she
9 months.
I'm not. Did I ask you to chime in? No, we're done. I'm going to assess a value to the bed because I have no proof of what the bed costs. So this is the part where we call it a little rough justice. And if you don't like it, bring evidence next time. Okay? And the amount that I'm going to call it at is $500. That is my verdict. Verdict for the plaintiff. Good luck, folks.
Thank you.
Well, the defendant not very lucky as he comes out on the losing end of this case here. What's your reaction to the judge's verdict against you?
Well, there is times that I didn't get to say what I need to say.
Oh.
And
what do you need
and,
to say?
I've explained my situation. But
what
I always try to do the right thing for the customer, but I will have to pay back.
Okay, great job. Right down.
Thank you.
All right, step on in here. You sued for a lot more than you got. Step in a little closer here. What are you thinking of this outcome?
Well, I believe justice was served. I mean, I'm not going to complain. At least I got something out of the deal, but I didn't get what I paid for. The bed actually fell to the floor.
How are you sleeping these days?
I'm okay.
You're good.
Yeah. Harvey? Okay, Kurt, so I'll use a technical term here. It's called a warranty of merchantability. It applies pretty much in every commercial contract when you buy something. And what it means is that when you buy a product, even if there isn't a specific warranty, when it's new or when you buy it, it has to be fit for ordinary purposes. It has to withstand the use that you would give it in a normal way. And if it doesn't, then you're entitled to either get your money back or get a repair for free. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
This is the plaintiff, Benjamin Pike. He says he rented a room from the defendant, but quickly moved out because it was a hostile environment. The defendant's nephew threatened to beat him up and gave him dirty looks every time they bumped into one another. The arrogant defendant thinks he can get away with anything he wants. He's here to show him he can't, and is suing him for the $480 he's owed for security and pain and suffering. This is the defendant, Ahmad Nouri. He says the plaintiff was sharing an apartment with him, and the problem was the man's a slob. Every time he'd come home, the place was a disaster. The guy doesn't even use sheets. Instead, he just sleeps on the dirty mattress. He's not refunding the plaintiff's money. He was disgusting, and it's going to cost him money fixing everything he ruined. He's accused of creating a dangerous environment.
All parties, please raise your right hands. Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case in the docket, the plaintiff says he fled from the room he rented because the defendant was so hostile. But the defendant says the plaintiff is a slob. He doesn't even wash sheets. It's the case of Sheets Happen.
Benjamin Pike, you are suing Ahmad Nouri for $480, $240 of it, a security deposit that was withheld from you, and you've added an extra 100% for pain and suffering because it was withheld from you. Okay, what happened?
I moved into this place.
How'd you find it?
Craigslist.
Okay.
I moved in. It was a really good deal for a good apartment.
How much were you paying?
It was $800 a month.
There was a third person living there who was the defendant's nephew, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what goes? Yeah. How long were you living there before something went wrong?
Maybe like 6 months.
And then what happened?
It was just like a very kind of hostile environment.
How?
Basically, there was like always disagreements between me and the other person living there.
The defendant's nephew?
Yes. About
what kind of disagreements?
Cleanliness, about...
Who was telling who that they were unclean?
Both, basically.
Okay.
Like, it was like back and forth.
All right.
He was telling me I was unclean. I was telling him he wasn't clean. There was a lot of disagreement. I mean, you know, this is something, I guess, that happens between roommates sometimes that don't
okay.
get along. But we just were kind of two people that didn't really click. I mean,
okay.
there's no real
Well, but you mentioned in your complaint threats. So let me hear the threats.
Yeah. Well, it happened like one time, basically. There was like a verbal... like altercation, I guess. He said, you know, I'm gonna kick the shit out of you or something. So yeah, so that happened like one time.
And did he?
No. But yeah, from that point on, it was just kind of like giving.
Who decided that you needed to go? Was it mutual?
Sure. No, I actually decided I wanted to leave.
Did you want him gone too?
I was ready to ask him, and then the same time
okay,
he asked
so
me.
Okay, so there's no issue that everybody wanted him gone. All right, and then who was the problem in terms of cleanliness, him or your nephew, or both?
I mean, actually, it wasn't my nephew, it's my son.
Oh, it's your son.
Yes, I used to live over there then temporarily because of a job. During the 11 months he lived there, he never bring me any attention regarding he had issues with him
okay.
at all.
What, did your son tell you I have issues with this guy?
No, I mean...
Nobody tells you anything?
No, I mean, surprise to me right now is
mentioning. But have you talked to your son about it? Come on. You didn't talk to your son about it?
No, I did.
People's court?
No.
You didn't talk to your son about whether or not he had problems with them?
No, I, again, honestly, but never came nothing serious.
No, my question is, at some point before you stood here before me today, a few minutes ago, have you talked to your son about the issues he had with the plaintiff?
Yes, there were issues just with the cleaning and stuff. You know, he doesn't clean. He
so
doesn't
why did
that.
You want him gone if nobody had talked to you?
Well, I'm sorry?
You said I was ready for him to go. Why were you ready for him to go?
Because of the issue that he would not clean after himself, Your Honor.
I thought you just said nobody told you about that. So how would you be
no,
ready
No, regarding a threat and stuff he was mentioning.
Oh, okay. But had heard complaints about cleanliness.
Yes, but nothing else. I mean, it was a surprise to me.
All right, so you leave when?
I think it was March, February.
When was it?
It was
February 14, Your Honor.
Okay. Now, why are you keeping any portion of his security deposit?
The reason when he left, he did not maintain the apartment claim.
Okay. How so? To the tune of $240.
Oh, I charge $150 for cleaning, Your Honor.
Well, you got to prove that there's $150 worth of cleaning that in front of me.
Sure. But. Me and another person came, stayed whole day to clean the apartment. I have some pictures.
I need to see pictures of the dirty apartment that would require $150
sure,
worth
Honor.
Of cleaning. And by the way, when you say apartment, you mean the whole apartment, including where your son lives and where your son cooks and all that?
Sharing areas and also his bedroom.
Okay. Let me see.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, first I need you to tell me what's dirty here.
If you look at the mattress, Your Honor, I have a picture before he moved in. He never used a sheet, Your Honor. He never used a sheet when he sleep on that bed.
Can I say something about the mattress? Quickly?
Yeah, why wouldn't you use a sheet?
Oh, okay, that's, to be honest, I didn't. It was basically because I was kind of always planning on moving out, basically.
So you don't put a sheet
down?
And
I'm very poor, and I don't have a lot of money, to be honest.
You know how much a sheet costs?
I know, it's ridiculous. It's really, it's actually.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an actor.
What do you do for a living to eat?
I'm an Uber driver.
Say it again.
Uber driver?
An Uber driver. Well, yeah. I get the Uber bills.
Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of know what, I don't know how much they pay you guys. I know what Uber's charging.
Can I just say something about the mattress, though?
Yeah, you shouldn't leave it, you shouldn't do
I actually,
that.
When I moved, I don't have a way to prove this, but when I moved there, I flipped it, basically, because the other, when I moved in and saw the mattress, it was already, like, really filthy. So I had to flip it over. Because
to make it, I'm sorry, because this shows a picture of an unfilthy mattress, and this shows a picture of a filthy mattress.
Right.
Now,
I'm saying
what
that
are these pictures of? This
those
is
are in the kitchen area, Your Honor.
Right. So
that's not me. That was the roommate.
How are you going to show me that that was not your son? Where's your son?
Okay, so suppose that the landlord just cleans a place, and it takes him a day. Can he charge like $150 for his time?
No, he should just charge the nominal rate, typically what you do when you hire a cleaning company.
Wait a minute. But you could, the landlord could just as easily go and, you know, hire a maid to do it. So why can't he get the money that a maid might have got?
Yeah, or the tenant should, like, pay for the maid or something like that before he leaves.
But if the tenant doesn't and the landlord does, should the landlord get $150?
No.
Why?
He said, because, like, it's not written in the lease that, like, I should, like, keep it.
I totally disagree with you, but your dog is cute. Okay? Going inside the courtroom.
Those are his drinks, Your Honor.
You can say that all you want, but you have to prove that. But now, and then the dishes that are in there, how do I know these are not your son's? How am I going to, watch this. Is that yours?
No, it's.
Okay, watch, that was unpredictable. I mean, how are you going to prove
Your Honor, let me mention something, Your Honor. Regarding other issues, like when he left, during his stay, he broke the vacuum. I asked him, would you
Did you break the vacuum?
It was the vacuum handle, so
right.
It wasn't the Mac. And basically what happened is, I'm going to demonstrate. I see the vacuum, I'm going to clean. I just very gently pick it up, it snaps off in my hand. This thing was going to break no matter what, basically.
Let me see the damage. And do you have a receipt that will tell me how old the vacuum is?
The vacuum was, Your Honor, I don't have the receipt, it was a year old.
Yeah, well, do you have a way to prove that it was a year old?
Yeah. The issue I had, when it broke, I talked to him. I said, would you be able just to fix it? Put it, go buy a dollar glue and put them back together.
Okay.
He says, okay. But he did never fix it until, you know, when the day he was leaving, I asked him, did you buy the glue? I can put them together. He said, no. And I went right there from the house, I went to the store, buy glue, put them back together.
Oh, okay. So what it cost you, a dollar?
It cost me $1.50 for a glue, but I went and I came back and put them back.
But you
together.
Also have the rest of the glue to use, right?
It was
all right, folks. You've wasted enough of my time today.
Oh, sorry.
It's $240 of the security deposit that you've kept. I'm going to allow you to keep an additional $50 for what happened to the mattress, which isn't appropriate, and a dollar for the glue. So if we take that away from the security deposit, that leaves $189 that you must pay him back, because when I'm looking at that room, the room is impeccable. The only evidence of any $150 cleaning you can show me are things that he says are your son, and you don't have your son here to testify against that. So the only testimony in my courtroom is uncontradicted. You see, that's the problem with not bringing witnesses to court. So $189 verdict for the plaintiff, plus of course your court costs. Good luck, folks.
All right, so first out as the defendant here, how do you think you're going to fight your case and win it with no evidence?
I mean, I had the evidence. I didn't know the issue is just going to bring my son.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just imagine he broke the vacuum. He never fixed it. How are you going to clean the room? My son went and bought another vacuum, and he was cleaning. You know, but I don't have him here, but I had a statement. Somebody came with me and cleaned the house all day.
All right. You follow Officer McIntosh around the corner this way. All right, come on out here. How's the acting career going?
It's good. It's good. It's fun. I'm in L.A. Yeah. I'm doing what I love doing, so it's cool.
Yeah. What are the big time credits?
The big time credits. I actually was
Uber.
No, I was actually in a movie called Inside Llewyn Davis. Actually,
I think I saw that movie.
Did you?
Yeah. How come you're such a slob, though? Why can't you clean up the act?
I know. I'm just so dirty. It's ridiculous. I knew.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Harvey?
Okay, I'm going to repeat what I've talked about many times before. Tenants and landlords take pictures of the place that's being rented before the tenant moves in and as soon as the tenant moves out.